Then came the offer to star in a musical film adaptation of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, co-starring the Bee Gees, whose career had been resurrected by the disco fad. Strange bedfellows. Here's Peter Frampton.
My initial reaction when I heard film was, I didn't hear Sgt. Pepper, yeah, I'll have a go. I'd like to do that. I'd like to try that. And then each time I would hear more about it, it would be something else a little bit more depressing about it. My feeling about messing with the Beatles has always been don't. We're going to have the Beatles producer, George Martin, try and redo, to not do it differently, but to stay as close to the original as possible, which I thought was a major mistake, without the Beatles. So there you are. We're off to a really good start, aren't we? And me and the Bee Gees virtually sort of singing the Beatles songs. It was ludicrous for me. But the reason that I decided to give it a go was that Robert Stigwood told me Paul McCartney was going to be in the movie. So that put a completely different look on the picture as far as I was concerned. It gave it credibility. If a Beatle was going to be part of it, I didn't really have a problem with it. Until I got to the first day of shooting, having signed the contract, ready to go. And he'd been replaced by Billy Preston. So I didn't quite have the same feel for me. And I felt a little bit betrayed by that. I didn't enjoy making the movie and couldn't wait for it to be over. Basically, I couldn't... at that time, I didn't feel that I could just walk. And that's not in my character. So I decided to make the best of it.
The movie and its soundtrack album predictably bombed big time. Frampton sought the refuge of his home in Nassau, the Bahamas. The date is permanently etched in Peter's memory.
July 2nd, 1978. You don't forget those days. I was in Nassau in the Bahamas. I was extremely tired. I got in, and the accident happened in my manager's car. I was driving. I'd gone to his house, borrowed the car, and was driving over to my place. Was extremely tired. It was that sort of in between. It wasn't daytime, it was dusk. It was like almost nighttime. The worst time to drive. It was, the roads were wet. It was sort of raining. And basically, I ended up going into a tree. That's all I remember until I woke up in a mud hut hospital in Nassau. My right arm was the top bone, whatever that bone's called. That was a compound fracture. So that was the most scary thing. I broke other bones, including ribs and things, and I had a big cut on my head. You know, general bruised and cut all over the place. But the major thing was the arm, because it was real scary. Because I wanted to obviously know if I was going to be able to play again.